Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm debating my friend, my pal. He's the Billy Zane to my Leonardo DiCaprio. Shram, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Billy Zane,
first of all, was awesome in Zoolander and was rich as fuck in Titanic, so I'll take it.
Oh, so you care about the riches, not the dickness.
No, I guess so.
That's great. Okay. That's great to know where you had that. All right.
And so, Billy Zane wasn't a dick in Zoolander.
He kind of was a dick because he, like, they knew him as like, hey, that's Billy Zane, you're cool. He just seemed like he was better than everyone else.
He was trying to help stop an ass kicking. You should listen to your friend Billy Zane over there. He knows what he's talking about.
That's Shram's Zoolander history. I don't remember a lot of that movie. I should watch that. All right, Shram. So I usually have questions for you. I didn't really prepare too much, but I have a good one. Who's your favorite superhero?
Iron Man.
He actually wants to be a real Iron Man right now. He wants
to save the world. It used to be Batman when I was a kid. I was Batman like three times for Halloween. And Robert Downey Jr., those Marvel movies, Iron Man, he beats out Batman so much because it's the same guy. They're both rich as fuck, except Iron Man's way cooler because he's a lot cockier and he's, you know, doesn't give a fuck about who knows his identity and he's a badass.
So that's who you are. You, on your inside, as a non-psychiatrist, you want to be rich and be a dick because you just said Billy Zane. Yeah, dude, that's who you are. All right. So let's introduce our judge for today and our producer, our engineer, Jeffrey Scott William Poland III. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, Doug. How are you?
Pretty good. I think I know your answer to this, but who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, it's Batman. Yeah. And I think Steve's completely wrong what he said.
Not true, dude. Fucking Batman's an evil
You want to walk around and flaunt it. He hides it and he protects the city.
He's a brooding, crying, I killed my parents by accident. You know, like, it's...
He didn't kill his parents.
He thinks it's his fault because he wanted to leave the theater. And he carries around that guilt all the time. And he just runs around in the night with his mask, which is also very badass. But I like how Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, is like, fuck it, this is who I am.
Why do you keep comparing it to the Marvel movies?
Because from what I've heard, it's played exactly the way it is in the comics. I've never read the comics, though. Have you read Batman comics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, dude. You just got
Which ones did you read?
Killing Joke.
You didn't read that.
Yes, I did.
It'd be great if Jeff had it like right underneath him.
Doug, I have to agree. Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman, dude. Hands down. Honestly, movies-wise, no best superhero movie ever, Dark Knight.
Yes, I can agree with that. It's the best superhero movie ever.
Ever. It's one of the best movies ever. The opening sequence is phenomenal, but that's for another episode of film chat. But so Jeff, what do you got for us today?
Well, I recently rewatched Aladdin, or watched Aladdin, you could say, and you know, maybe you guys could help me out here. I'm having mixed feelings. Basically, I want to know, like, what would you do with that last wish? Would you have set the genie free, or would you have used it for yourself?
I would have used it for myself, man. I'm not setting the genie free. And people might think that sounds selfish or I'm a dick or whatever the case may be. But here's the thing. It's the genie's job to be a genie. And I know Aladdin makes everyone feel soft on the genie because of the way that they portrayed him. But genies like being genies. I don't even think half of them want to be set free. Imagine having those type of powers for all of eternity, 10,000 years, he even mentions in the movie. But even if he did, listen, these are the cards you were dealt. I'm the guy that found you. You're the guy in the lamp. You owe me three wishes, and, you know, that's your job. That's what you got to do. How often in life do you stumble upon a lamp and get to have three wishes? Not often. Maybe, you know, if not ever. So I'm taking full advantage of that. I'm using all three wishes to, you know, wish for what I want and what I need.
Wow, Jeff. You got Shram, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Billy Zane of Titanic. And the same thing. He wants to be a dick. He wants to use everything, all the wishes for himself. He's the kind of guy that in his rich mansion one day, you know, his butler might drop something. And he can be a nice guy, bend over and pick it up. Shram can help the butler out. And he goes, no, you're the butler. You buttle. So you pick up your wallet. That's not my job. you got to make sure you help the guy out. You know, this is a once in a life opportunity. So many other people throughout the history, as long as this genie bottle's been around, have been selfish and have not gave this. This guy's just, he's a slave to that golden little, like, kind of like, it looks like a gravy thing on the Thanksgiving table. And he's just been living in there and living in there. So you got three wishes you never thought you were going to have. Dude, one wish would be great. Two wishes, amazing. You can just live with two wishes.
You make it sound like it's such a bad thing to live in the lamp. You've never even seen the inside lamp. I remember the show I Dream a Genie. That thing was huge on the inside.
She hated being there.
There was a California king-size bed. There was fucking all sorts of space for activities. Like, that's set up. I mean, those genie lamps, they look small on the outside, but they're bigger than most penthouse suites on the inside. Living life of luxury.
I'm sure if you lived in the MTV Real World house, I'm sure for the first, like, 2 weeks, it'd be cool. How about 2,000 years, you're stuck in the same house, sitting next to Puck?
Yeah, but would you rather spend 2,000 years in a New York City-sized apartment, or you set this guy free and you turn him into a freaking real person, and now he's got to go out and get a real job. He's got no life skills whatsoever when he could have been cool in his penthouse.
I'll build his resume.
What's his resume going to say? It's not even going to say anything. Genie. It's going to say, live 10,000 years
on land. All right, we're getting ahead. We're getting ahead.
You can use me as a reference, Jeff.
All right. Okay. Quick question, though.
Yeah.
So let's take it from Aladdin. All right. We mentioned I Dream of Genie. Would either of you use one of your wishes to, you know, maybe party with the genie in the lamp?
No, of course, dude. Definitely.
Like any genie in the lamp?
No, her. I Dream
of Genie. Oh, just her.
Barbara Eden.
Yeah.
You mean like...
He's selfish. Like he probably needs money.
I mean, like, would you spend a night with her? You know, like, would you go, oh, let me come in the lamp with you, and then maybe...
You know. I don't think you would need to use a wish on that with her, because she loved that guy.
What is she a whore?
Whoa.
I think she takes you into the lamp free of charge. I don't even think you burn a wish on that.
This sounds because, really
hold on, questionable. Listen, I'm just saying, she hasn't, you know, gotten any in like 2,000 years. She used to call that guy master on the show. Master this, master that. What do you need from me, master? He'd be like, let's go down in the lamp and I'm not burning a wish on this. And she'd be like, no problem. So I don't even think we have to worry about burning a wish with her in that lamp.
So Shram would take advantage of this, like, brainwashing.
Now the real question should have been, would you spend a night with the genie in the lamp now or 40 years ago when the show was on?
Well,
now.
Now.
Listen, I think she's like 80, but she still doesn't have that.
But you can use one of your wishes to make her go back to when, you know, 40, 50 years ago. No, so but Trump said it best. He would not waste a wish to hang out with someone. His first one would probably be all the gold coins in a vault. I want to Scrooge McDuck. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't care about like helping people out or letting them free.
Steve, let me get your three wishes, right? List them for me real quick. Don't go too much into it. I just want to know your three wishes real quick.
Right off the bat. Yes, money, like tons of it, tons of money. I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to have that headache. I don't want to have to worry about that. And then maybe the ability to fly would be pretty sweet, because even though you have money, you could get places to go. And then for the third wish, I don't know. Let's think about it. Maybe like a giant palace or...
Wait, you have all this money. You could buy a palace. You're gonna waste. That's a waste of a wish. So you would throw it right in the genie's face with the third wish. He's probably like, please, 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 please. You're like, I want a giant palace. And he's like, hey, moron, you can use all your money.
Actually, you know what? All the money in the world, the ability to fly, and the ability to time travel.
So this is going to be like a dystopian future. Shram has all the money. Everyone else is starving.
Jesus. But he could time travel.
Yes. Like, I could head back to the 70s and check out, like, Aerosmith somewhere and get front row seats or freaking, you know, do anything I wanted to, because I have all the money that I possibly need to do it. And I could get around quick because I could just fly through the sky. It'd be pretty awesome.
My three wishes, the first said, be a modest amount of money. I wouldn't take all the money in the world because, you know. And then second would be world peace.
Oh, my God.
And the third one.
You're a liar.
Of course. I mean, serious. And the third one, I would free the genie. And then when he was free, I let him stay on my couch for a while. We can hang out, you know, I make him some breakfast and really just get his job skills up, because he really does have a good resume. He's dealt with a lot of people. He's a people person and a people pleaser. So he's probably, he'll make it right up the corporate ladder.
Is he a people person though? Because he only runs into one like every 3,000 years. And then that's the only one he really deals with, because no one else can know he's a genie.
Do you see how funny they are?
Now you want to march him out into the real world and just feed him the corporate America with no people skills.
Doug, what type of profession would you push the genie into? Like, what would you help him, what career would you help him get into?
Venture capitalist. I think he would be able to know from his skills of, you know, granting wishes over these, he would really know the different chemical makeup and the way people are. So he would really know what people to invest in and, you know, make buku dollars. Because, you know, he deserves to have people waiting on him, you know, for a change.
Wow. Okay. Steve, where would the genie end up once Doug lets him free?
He'd be homeless in New York City. It'd be ridiculous. He'd be like one of those guys begging for change. He'd be like, wow, I used to have all these magical powers. I had everything literally at the snap of a finger, because I don't know if you remember in that movie, he can only give 3 wishes, but he possesses all the abilities in the world to be magical for anything that he wants. He was making shit appear out of nowhere just to show the other guy what he's capable of. But now you take that from him. And I know, like, in the beginning of this, I get it. Like, I sound like a dick. Like, I'm not going to free the genie. But I'm looking out for his best interest. Like, first of all, I think he likes being a genie. But where he ends up is Doug fakes his resume, lets him live on the couch for a few weeks. And then Doug gets tired of him. He's like, dude, listen, genie, I freed you. I thought that was enough. Like, it's been a month and a half. I need you to get off my couch and go figure it out. All of a sudden, boom, he's fed into corporate America. He's fed into life. Maybe he lasts a couple of weeks at a job on a fake resume, and they realize he doesn't possess the skills that, you know, Doug said he has. Now he's down to, like, I don't know, cleaning the toilets and, you know, going from there, and he can't even hold that job. And then before you know it, he's holding out the can. He's floating around in New York City and holding out the can saying, used to be a genie, please help, you know, need somewhere to eat and sleep tonight.
That's a morbid thing. Is he still blue? I don't remember the movie when he was, like, released. Is he still
blue? Yeah, he's still blue, and nobody wants to talk to him.
He has legs after that point.
Yeah, he gets some legs. So now he's a blue guy walking around, and nobody wants to talk to him because he's blue, and he misses his lamp, his penthouse suite.
I see the opposite. I see him starring in a duo action buddy cop film with The Rock. The Rock and the Genie. Coming to a theaters near you.
Okay.
Could work. A blue guy? Dude, can you imagine a blue guy? Or
didn't that just come out on Netflix where it was like an alien that was
blue? Was with that terrible actor Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
No, here's the name of the movie. You ready? How about this? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, okay? He plays a Jewish guy. You ready? The Genie is a tough, hardened cop, and it's called Blue and the Jew. God, that would be the greatest movie ever.
Wow.
Sounds like it would rival Twin.
Well, Twins, they were related. This is a buddy cop movie.
About a blue genie.
Can you deduct points for that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's writing something down.
Point deducted. All right, gentlemen. Let's get some closing arguments.
Of course. You want to make sure that you do the right thing. You know, this genie, you get 3 wishes. When you woke up that morning and you found that genie lamp in the garbage dump, you didn't think you'd have any opportunity to do something like this. He says, hey, you got 3 wishes. You're like, 3 wishes? I could just use one. You know, money would be nice. Help out my mom who has an aching hip. No, you have 3 wishes. I think you can make out with 2. And then the third one, let this guy free. Again, we talked about it before. The man on the other side that I'm debating against, he's Scrooge McDuck, Billy Zane, Tony Stark. He just cares about himself. He just wants money. He looks down on the genie. That's why he doesn't want to free him. He's like, the genies, that's it. He is beneath me. He's my peon. I'm up here. You're down there. But no. This genie's a person. So I would use that third wish. I'd let him out. He would live on my couch for a few weeks. I wouldn't kick him out unless he was walking around naked. I don't want to see no blue ass anywhere. But no, he would be able to, you know, trim up his resume, start working, really get out there. You know, the guys have a hard life. Let him be in charge for once.
Okay. Steve?
I said it before. I know it seems wrong to keep this guy shackled inside a lamp. but it's for his own good. He's a genie. That's all he knows how to be. And deep down, that's all he wants to be. You only stumble across a lamp and get three wishes, if ever, you know, maybe one out of what, 6 billion people ever get to find this freaking thing. You got to take full advantage of it. I mean, you only get one life. This guy's immortal, literally immortal. He's been around for 10,000 years. You get one life. He might meet another guy that frees him. But here's the thing. When he gets freed, he doesn't have anywhere to go. Doug keeps saying, I'll let him sleep on the couch. We'll beef up his resume. But what, picture the resume, you know, past work history, genie, you know, social skills, graduation year, any of that. He gets locked up for a long time and then people come and see him and, you know, and then he gets locked up again. Now, maybe if I had more time to think about it, it wouldn't just be money and time travel and, you know, all that other good stuff. But no matter what, all the wishes would be for me because that's the way this works. That's the way the contract goes. I'm the wisher. He's the givey. And that's just the way it works. And at the end, I think he probably thanked me for that because I don't want to see him end up as a poor homeless blue guy that nobody wants to talk to walking the streets of Times Square because Doug filled him up with all this false ambition that really was never he was capable of and then kicked him out of the house because he forgot to pull his pants up just one day. And now his whole life's fucked when he could just still possess those magical powers and live in his land.
If I may judge, I have something that is great. Can I?
Yeah, of course.
All right, great. So there's a lot of gun violence in America, right? It's scary, right? People get shot. There's a lot of violence out there. So there's a group called the Blue Man Group, right?
Yes.
There's three of them. What if one of them goes down? Think about that.
Complete chaos.
Not if the genie is free. I rest my case.
Hold on. One more second, though. If the genie gets desperate enough, we're to a point where he needs a job and he looks up and he sees the billboard of the Blue Man Group, how do you think one ends up going down? It's him, because that's the only way he could get a job. So now, yes, he could get his job, but now you've turned the guy into a freaking murderer. That's how desperate you've made him for work. So you want to talk about that? He's the one, often one of the Blue Man Group, because of how desperate he is. So I rest my case.
This was one of the most difficult decisions to make. I mean, wow, where do we start here? Steve, the cards he's dealt, you know, his job is to wish, to give grant wishes. He's, and yours is to ask for them, right? It's his job. Why do you want to take a guy out of his niche? Right? It's what he does. Doug, you know, you just want to help him out. We don't know what his true feelings are, though. Maybe he hates his job, right? Slave to the gravy boat, you know? Two wishes is enough. You know, you could get what you want out of two wishes. Steve, I'm not going to be honest. I wasn't really feeling the pretty much, you, without saying it, you want to be Iron Man in Endgame without dying. I mean, ability to fly, time travel, and all the money in the world. To me, it's just, I wasn't really feeling that. Doug, I mean, modest amount of money. Let's be honest. We want all the money. We do want all the money. Right?
But then no one else has money.
Well, that's fine. That's their problem, not ours. I mean, we're talking about, it's our wish, right? I do like where you would help lead the genie, have had you freedom to be a venture capitalist, you know, he's a people person, those people. But I got to say, I really think that he'd be out of his realm if you freed him. He wouldn't know what to do. I think he would be homeless in the streets and he would end up killing one of the blue men from the Blue Men Group. And the only genie I probably would set free would be Christina Aguilera. You know, but I'm going to have to say on this one, she's staying in the bottle.
Whoa. All right, Shram. So you got your wish, Scrooge McDuck. All your money in the world, and that genie just has to listen to what you got to say.
You know, thinking about it too, what if I took all the money in the world, the ability to fly and or time travel? I'll take that.
And or time? You can't say that.
No. Just,
you got three wishes. You can't say you. The three wishes.
No. I know. I'd pick one of those as my second wish. And then, like, what if you pick your third wish to, like, cure cancer? Now you're saving billions of people instead of just freeing one guy. It makes sense. Keep him as a genie. There's so much you could do. Jeff made the right choice, and I appreciate it. He's got his head on the right
track. How about instead of time traveling and or flying, how about you, like, cure all the diseases with your second wish, you greedy bastard?
First two are for me.
All right. That's Shram one.
Totally stole if you guys didn't even ask what my wishes would be.
What would your wishes be?
It would be for all the money in the world, obviously. Right. Doug, I would have to agree with you with world peace. 100%.
Look at this guy.
But I would have to say my third wish would be cure disease. All of them.
Whoa.
You know?
But Genie, you stay, get back in that goddamn bottle.
You did your job, bud. And someday, 100 years, 1,000 years, 200,000 years, someone's going to come rub that bottle again, and maybe you get a second shot. But he always has a chance, maybe, at some point.
Jeff, I think you're better than that. You be that guy, guy's washing a window, he's done with it. You come by, accidentally spill your coffee, and you're like, window washer, wash it.
It's his job.
That's terrible.
He gets paid to do.
All right, so Shram, you won. How do you feel?
Amazing. And I have a feeling that some seeds were planted subliminally that one of these days we're going to have to get Jeff to step out of the producer's judge chair and he might have to go toe to toe. I think we're going to have to figure out the difference. We're going to have to figure out Iron Man and Batman because I still really rubbed the wrong way about that.
Rub the wrong way. That's the perfect way to end a debate about genies. And as the genie would say, see, all you got to do is rub that lamp and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. What a sad life, living in that gravy boat. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at We Like to Debate, on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod, and our new website, itsdebatablepod.com. Good night.